You may have gained a few pounds over the holiday season, but it's probably not because of the big holiday meals, such as tonight's traditional Christmas dinner. I got on Skype to talk about this with Dr. John McDougall. He's written The Starch Solution. He says the key to weight loss is not about cutting back on carbs.
You would think that Christmas and Thanksgiving would be the biggest feasts of the year. And they should be. They should be the ultimate in feasting of every American. But the truth of the matter is both Christmas and Thanksgiving are the healthiest meals 99.99% of Americans eat. These meals are centered around common starches like potatoes. Commonly, people will have mashed potatoes. They'll have a bread stuffing, various kinds of vegetables like green beans or broccoli or cauliflower. But if you think about it, that's the highest vegetable intake. And the meat, which is the turkey, is the lowest fat intake of all the meals that we have all year long.
We all turn into blimps at this time of year. It must be all of the cupcakes, the cookies.
Well, it's the peripheral things. I think the Christmas holiday would be, I know it would be, a fine meal if it was just focused on all of these potatoes and the stuffings and the low-fat turkey and the vegetables and so on. That would be a fine meal. But what happens up until that time, people increase their indulgence in fat and sugar in the form of cookies and cakes and ice creams and all kinds of other goodies, not to mention the extra alcohol. The reason folks are in trouble in the United States of America, as well as Western Europe and Canada and so on, is we have become the richest people known to humankind. We have a society where every day people feast like the royalty of the past did. We had this huge party, and I call them holidays. In the morning, we start out with Easter for breakfast, and we go on to Thanksgiving and Christmas for lunch and dinner. And then, of course, it's obligatory that every night after dinner, we have a birthday party. The consequence of eating all that rich food, again, it was once reserved for kings and queens because they're the only ones that could afford it, is people end up looking like kings and queens of the past. They're fat, they're sick, they have gout, diabetes. You know, if you just look around, you can see the truth of what I said. 70% of the people that are around you right now are overweight. They're ill also, if you got to know them well. There must be a way of eating for people that allows them to look, feel, and function their best. There's got to be. Let me give you an example of a country like Thailand or Cambodia or rural China. And what is the common thing that people have as the bulk of their meal? It's starch. It's rice in this particular case. Instead of getting our calories from rice, corn, like the people in Central America, potatoes, like the people in South America, instead of getting our calories from these traditional healthy foods, people get their calories from meat and dairy and oil and cookies and candy and so on. In the spirit of the holidays this year, I think we should start making some better choices in terms of how we're going to feed ourselves and how we're going to take care of planet Earth.
What do you eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner on a typical day?
Oatmeal for breakfast. That's a typical breakfast for me. Or this morning, we had hash brown potatoes cooked without oil. And we go on to lunch, and at lunch you have things like bean soup, pea soup, lentil soup, or maybe leftovers from dinner. And those leftovers might be things like bean burritos, pasta and marinara sauce, mushu vegetables and rice. I mean, these are things that people love. When I mention pasta, people say, well, that's comfort food. I love pasta. Well, of course you do. The reason you love pasta and rice and potatoes, it's not a mistake. The reason is that's the food you're designed to eat. But somehow we got very perverted in our dietary preferences. It could have been because most of the money has to do with selling you things like cheese and beef and hams and things like that. That's where the money is. So there was a great force to teach you that you should eat like kings and queens, you know, bring home the bacon. there's that kind of force that caused people to do it. A lot of folks remember hard times, and, you know, they don't want to be associated with times when things weren't so plentiful. And so there's this great desire to live as wealthy as possible. This basic element of our life, the food, has resulted in catastrophic consequences for people.
That is nutrition specialist Dr. John McDougall. His book is called The Starch Solution.